What is going on, squad? Welcome to this training. In today's training, we're going to be talking about how to close anyone on the phone and overcome any objection. So this is a sales training. Who here struggles to make more sales? Say me in the chat if you struggle to make more sales, or just nod your head and let me know. Who here struggles to make more sales? You guys feel like nobody's buying, right? You guys feel like you're getting all these unqualified leads. You guys feel like you're struggling to get conversations going to people that actually like want to like invest in your coaching. You guys feel like everyone's fucking broke. You guys feel like no one is serious. Who here feels like they're struggling to make sales because they can't close anyone on the call, right? Now, the truth is that all of these things, whether that be no one's buying, no one's interested, no one wants to start conversations, everyone's broke, no one's serious, all of these situations and are lies that keep you from playing up your full potential. And when you actually tell yourself things like, no one's buying, no one's interested, everyone's fucking broke, like you literally block yourself from developing the skill set that's necessary in order to convert these clients. So guys, we've got to first understand that like all the things you've been saying to yourself about your prospect are literally fucking lies. It's all lies. The prospect's broke is like an absolute 100% fucking lie. And the sooner that you realize that you've been telling yourself the lie, the easier it'll be to actually work on the skill. The reality of the situation is I have clients like Heather Wolk, who's making $40,000 to $50,000 per month in her online coaching business right now. I have clients like Kenny Duzalt, who's making $30,000 a month in his online coaching business. And he started 2 years ago from Calgary, Alberta with 300 social media followers. I have clients like Chloe and Harry, who started literally 12 months ago with us. And 12 months ago, we're making $700 a month. And now they're making $25,000 per month. I've got thousands of coaches right now who are in the industry absolutely slaying it. And if they can do it, so can you. So first things first is let's really break down the sales process on a deeper level. And I want you guys to take notes. So as I'm going through the sales process, please take notes because each one of these points is extremely important. First things first is the reason that somebody would show up to a call with you in the first place is because they're interested. Otherwise, they could have ghosted, period, end stop. So if somebody shows up to a call with you, write that down. They're interested in buying. That's important. If somebody shows up to a call with you, they're interested in buying. One of the biggest mistakes that you guys can make is assuming that somebody that shows up to the call doesn't have the fucking money. Assuming that somebody that shows up to the call isn't that serious. Assuming that somebody shows up to the call doesn't want to take action. You're booking these fitness consultations and you think in your head, you're like, oh, like they just want some free fitness advice. And because you treat that call like that, you're not running it like an authority. They're not buying anything from you. So the first part of the sales process is if somebody shows up to a call with you, it's because they're interested in buying something from you. Otherwise, they would have canceled the call. They would have ghosted you. They could have blocked you. Okay, so that's number one. Does that make sense? Number two, the reason someone shows up to a call is because they have a problem they need help with, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't have booked the call. And so step number one is the fact that they showed up tells you that they're interested. Step number two is if they showed up, that means they have a problem that they want to work on. Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say I want to get boob implants, okay? I'm going to fucking make a funny example. My name's Brian. I want to get boob implants. I actually don't want to get breast implants. So I'm not going to book a call with somebody that does breast implants. That doesn't make any fucking sense, right? Why would I book a call with somebody for something that I don't fucking need? That's, my fucking boobs look great, okay? So like, I'm only going to book a call with somebody that has a solution to a problem that I have. I'm not going to book a call otherwise, period. And so the fact that somebody is on the call, they show up to the call with you and they're on the call with you, those two things say they're interested in buying from you and they have a problem that they need to solve, period. Now, the next one, this is really important. Who here wishes that every prospect that they showed up to the call with fucking rocked up and said yes? Just raise your hand. They were like, let me fucking know. Who here wishes that like every single person you got on a call with was like, absolutely, sign me up. Where do I pay? Who here wishes that was the energy, right? We all wish that would be the fucking truth, right? Somebody books a call with us and they're like, Brian, you're such a genius. I fucking take every dollar that I have in my bank. I'm going to sell my house too. That'd be cool, right? But the reality of the situation is the reason that the person on the other end of the call is struggling is because they've been making excuses. So you have to absolutely expect that they're going to have objections to take action because they've been making excuses their whole life. Like they wouldn't be on the call with you if they didn't have an excuse. So your prospect shows up to the call because they're interested in buying from you. They have a problem that they need to solve. They want to lose weight And of course, they're going to have an objection because they've been making excuses for the reason that they're overweight for the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And this is where fit pros make the biggest mistake, yo. This is where you guys are like, this is where you guys are fucking up, okay? For lack of a better term. You think that just because you have the solution to somebody's problem, that they should just line up and pay you. And if that was the case, every business on the planet would be successful. Just because you have the knowledge doesn't mean anything. Information is not the issue. If information was the issue, everybody would be fit, healthy, jacked, ripped, all of it. The issue is that people have a hard time taking action because they make excuses. And so you have to expect that when somebody shows up to the call with you, they're going to have an excuse. Does that make sense? Is this logic all clicking for you guys? Is this all clear? You know, I just want to make sure that we're making sense. Now, the best way to overcome these excuses, we've called them excuses because that's really what they are. But in reality, what they end up being is objections to take action. The best way to overcome these objections is before they come up, okay? Now, I'm about to put you on some motherfucking game, you guys. So please listen up, pay attention, take notes. I'm going to give you all the sauce. And if you're not taking notes, I'd recommend pulling over your vehicle, pulling out your cell phone, pulling up your notepad, grabbing a pen, grabbing a paper, writing on your forearm, whatever. All right. Or maybe saving this and coming back to refer to it later. Either way, take some notes. There are three main objections that you are going to get on every call: time, money, and spouse. Those are the three main objections. Okay. There actually is a fourth objection, which is I'm going to have to think about it is not actually an objection. This is simply the objection that people will give you to mask the fact that they have one of the other three objections. Does that make sense? There's only three main objections you will ever get on any sales call. You are a saint and I love you. It is time, money, and spouse. Now, I have to think about it is an objection, but the only reason somebody would ever say I need to think about it is because they have one of those other objections. They just don't know how to articulate it. So no matter what objection comes up, whether that be time, money, or spouse, here's what you're going to say. Okay, Nick, so just to be clear, you know, spouse aside, does this program sound like what you need to lose that last 20 pounds and get into the best shape ever? Like, you love the program, everything sounds amazing, you just need to talk to your spouse, is that correct? Yes. Okay, so just to be clear, everything sounds great, you just need to talk to your wife, right? Boom. So we call these tie downs. You want to write that in the chat. You need to get a tie down, okay? So when you're on the call with a prospect and they're like, Brian, it all sounds great, you know, that's just like not something that I think I'm going to be able to afford right now. As soon as that comes up, now you're having a money conversation. And you need to not have a money conversation. You need to have a results conversation. And so what you need to do is you literally need to sideline the money talk, because the money talk is going to fucking turn them off. Here's how you do that. Okay, Nick, so just to be super clear, finances aside, does this program sound like what you need to lose 20 pounds, get in shape, and feel the best you've ever felt? Yeah, Brian, it sounds fucking great. You know, I love the program. Everything sounds awesome. Okay, so just to be clear, the program does sound great, but the biggest thing that you're struggling with is the financial aspect. Is that correct? So I'll do two tie downs. Boom, boom. Just to be clear, now we can go into overcoming their objection. Now, you need to get tie downs before you overcome objections. This is super fucking important. Tie downs before you overcome objections are super fucking important. It gets the prospect committed to the program with their language, which means when you solve that problem, they're going to be much more likely to take action. So basically, here's what happens, right? You and your prospect on a sales call, it's like a dance, okay? It's like, who's leading the dance? We need to be leading the dance with the prospect on sales calls. Prospect fucking throws you something that's like, yo, got an objection. You know, the finances are an aspect. You need to hear them. Okay, I totally hear you. So finances aside, does this program sound like everything that you need to lose weight? They're going to say yes. And pause. If they don't say yes, they're like, actually, no. And now it's actually not a money objection. It's something else. You're like, okay, cool. So like, what about the program, you know, wasn't clear or you feel like you might not resonate with? Well, I don't like that, you know, it's only group coaching calls and I need one-on-one support with you. I want a one-on-one call. Now you can address that objection. Okay, I totally hear you. You know, a lot of my best clients felt the exact same way. They felt like they needed that like one-on-one coaching call. But the reality of the situation is that like, once you're following a blueprint that's guaranteed to lose you 20 pounds, you just need a kick in the ass. And the truth is, the reason that personal trainers in person are a really bad move is because they rely on that one-on-one accountability. So as soon as you're done the program, you literally go back to your old self. So let me ask you a question. When you're done working with me, do you want to go back and gain another 20 pounds or do you want to be self-sustaining? Oh, you want to be self-sustaining? Okay, great. Well, that's why we do the group coaching calls, because I want to teach you how to be self-sustaining. And over the course of the next 16 weeks, my goal is to help you lose 20 pounds and keep it off for good. Is that cool? Okay, boom. So now that aside, so now we kind of solve that problem. You understand why that's important. Does everything else in the program sound great? It does. Okay. So it sounds like something you would move forward with if the finances were in order. Is that correct? Boom. You guys get what I'm doing here? It's called tie downs. We need to get them fucking emotionally invested. We need to get them to say yes. Yes, it sounds great. Yes, it sounds amazing. I would like to move forward. This sounds like everything I need. Okay, great. Perfect. Okay. So first things first, you guys, let's talk about time. Okay. Everybody write this in the chat, please. This is super fucking important. The best way to overcome the objection is before it happens. Write that down. The best way to overcome the objection is before it happens. Example, let's say you're on a call with a prospect and they say verbatim to you before you even get into the pitch. They're like, yeah, you know, I'm really excited about this. Like, I want to, you know, I really want to get this kicked off in June. They fucking say that to you. Obviously, that's going to be an objection. So don't pitch them before you address it. So as soon as somebody says that to me, I'm like, okay, great. Now, I just wanted to be clear. Like, why would you want to put it off another 90 days? Okay. That makes sense. So you're going on a trip. Okay, cool. I'm just curious, what made you book this call with me right now? And, you know, if we were able to get you seeing results in the next 90 days so that you could go on vacation and actually feel fucking amazing and not gain 20 pounds on vacation, would that be helpful? So no matter what, like when they say time, they say something about time, you need to overcome that objection right away. Okay, cool. Like you say you wanted to get started in April. Why is that? All right. Yeah, it's because that's when you can afford to do the program. Okay, great. So the finances were in order. If we found something that made sense, would you want to get started right away? Okay, cool. That makes sense. All right. And then you're just back into the fucking script. So the best way to overcome their objections before it happens. So another example of a time objection would be, I'm too busy, right? How many of you guys have gotten that before? I'm too busy. I can't fit this into my lifestyle. But what was me? Blah, blah, blah. Anybody ever gotten that objection before? You know, I've got kids, I've got work, I've got blah, 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 all this shit. So if I'm talking to a busy person, which a lot of you guys, people that are making money are busy. If I'm talking to a busy person that like is on the phone with me and they start mentioning how busy they are and how much time they've got to go from here and how they're always running around with their kids, right? If I'm talking to that person, here's what I'll say. I'm like, okay, so Nick, I know that you mentioned that you're pretty busy right now. If we were to work together, you know, I'm going to need about 3 to 5 hours per week for your gym workouts. I would say probably 3 to 4 hours per week for your gym workouts. Is that something that you can commit to? It is something that you commit to? Okay, great. I just want to make sure that I can help you get results. So, okay, boom. Now I'm back into the script. Does that make sense? So the best way to overcome the objection is before it comes up. And so when somebody gives me red flags of an objection, I'm going to address it. If that's clear, just say clear. Now, another way to get people to recognize the importance of right now and not later is simply by asking that question. Okay, so throughout the script, questions that I will ask are something along these lines. So Nick, you know, you could have booked this call with me at any time and you booked the call and you showed up today. Why did you show up today? Like, why is this important that you take action right now? Why is it important that you take action right now? Okay. And what caused you to show up today instead of ghost me? Because you could have just ghosted me, Nick. Like you could have just like ghosted the call, not showed up, but you're obviously here right now. Why did you show up today? Why is this a right now thing for you? Everybody write this in the chat. Why now? Write that down. Why now? Now, another question I like to ask throughout the script, and this is usually something I ask, you know, near the end of the script, is, Nick, I gotta be honest with you. All right. Now, I get on a lot of these calls and a lot of people, they have goals and they're thinking about their goals, which I think is really cool. But most people don't think about, you know, what happens if they don't achieve their goals. So let's think about that for a second. Nick, let's just pretend you go another year and you don't take any action. You continue to do what you're doing with your eating habits and your training habits. You continue to put in the work and not lose weight. And you go another 3, 6, 9, 12 months and you haven't lost any weight. In fact, you might have even gained 10 to 15 pounds. How does that make you feel? That question right there, getting people aware of the consequence, write this in the chat, please. Consequences of not taking action is fucking massive. Let's just say you go another year, Nick, and you don't take any action and you get worse. How would that make you feel? That question will also give you a very good indicator of how serious the prospect is. Because I've asked that question to people before and they're like, honestly, I'm chill. I'm really happy with where I'm at right now. That is a person that's not going to buy. I'm super chill. I'm happy with how things are going right now. That is a person 80 to 90% of the time, that person's not going to buy. It's like the people that are the best prospects are the ones that have a fucking problem that they need to solve now. I've been overweight for the last 3 years. I've tried 10 different trainers. They all say the same shit and I'm fucking stuck. Please help. That's ideal. You know, I'm going to the gym. I'm like already consistent. I'm like, I'm just not losing weight. I'm plateaued and I need a fucking result. Like I have a problem. I need to solve it. I'm entering my next fitness competition. I want to win. I don't know how to do it. Please fucking help. Those are problems that we want to solve. And so let's just pretend, you know, let's say you're talking to a fitness competitor. Let's just pretend, John, you did your next fitness competition and you didn't hire a coach. You just basically did it on your own. And you go the next 3 months, you do your own prep, you step on stage, all that hard work comes down to one moment and you place last because you didn't prep properly. How would that make you feel? Like shit. All right. Well, let's fucking not do that. Let's turn you into a champion. Would you like to hear about how my program works? Bam. Is that clear? Does that make sense? If you're getting value, say yes in the chat. Let me fucking know. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. Now, we've talked about time. Another thing is, let's talk about money. Money, 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 money. Now, again, the best way to overcome the objection is before it comes up. That's the best fucking way to overcome the objection is before it comes up. And so, what I like to do on my fitness consultation calls is to get a really clear understanding of where they're spending their money in regards to their health, and I will keep a running tab. So, when you are asking questions, and you're like going through like, okay, so tell me a little bit about what do you typically eat in a day, Anthony? So tell me about like your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, all that stuff. And I'm going to write down, okay, tell me what you ate yesterday exactly. Like, okay, I had Chipotle yesterday. I went out for Starbucks for lunch. And then when I got home, I just had leftovers for dinner. I'm like, okay, great. So then I'm writing down in my fucking head, $20 for Chipotle, $10 for Starbucks, $5 for McDonald's, whatever. So that's $40 in one day that they spent, okay? Now, let's just pretend they do that $40 times 30 days. It's $1,200 they're spending on fast food. So I'm going to fucking keep a tab of like how much money they're spending. I'm like, okay, it's cool. So how many times a week do you eat out? Like 5, 6? Okay, what about Uber Eats? You know, Skip the Dishes, DoorDash, anything like that? A couple times a week? Okay, great. And just, I'm not your doctor, but I'm just curious about this because I want to help you lose weight. So do you drink any alcohol, smoke any cigarettes? You can tell me the truth. I'm not going to fucking shame you. Don't even worry. Okay, so you do drink a couple drinks a week. Okay, great. Do you smoke any cigarettes? Okay, you do? Okay, fantastic. I'm going to fucking calculate how much money they're literally investing in fucking themselves up, okay? I'll also ask them like, okay, what have you tried any other like fat loss solutions? Like have you done any like weight loss pills, supplements, anything like that to try to burn this body fat and get in the best shape ever? Oh, you've done fucking the freeze the stomach bullshit, the fucking is stupid as shit. Okay, writing that down. How much did that cost you? Oh, that cost you $5,000. Damn, okay, fair enough. And you didn't get the result? Okay. All right. Okay. So do you mind if I coach you for a second here, Jonathan? So even just looking at this stuff right here, like, bro, like you've invested $15,000 in fat loss supplements and stuff like that. And that to me is like, because you're investing in short-term fixes. So that's obviously if they've done a weight loss thing, even if they haven't, let's just talk about like Uber Eats and like the cigarettes and the smoking. I'd be like, okay, it's cool. So I just want to be clear. So per week, would you say you spend about like $250 to $300 on this kind of stuff, like food, alcohol, like cigarettes, that kind of stuff? All right. So it's about $250 per week we're spending on that. Okay. All right. Then I'll just move the fuck on. I'm not going to address it right away. Like I just basically get a tab. I'm like, okay, cool. So about like per week, would you say maybe it's about like $200 on like food out and like cigarettes and alcohol? Okay, great. And I'll put that in their fucking head before I get into the pitch. Okay. Now, the reason that that's really effective and really important is when they give you a money objection later, they're like, oh, I'd love to. I just like can't afford it right now. And you're like, I completely respect that. So Nick, just to be clear, you know, finances aside, does this program sound like something that you would like get value from? You'd be able to lose weight, get in shape, et cetera. Okay. So just to be super clear, you love the program. It's just about the finances, correct? All right. Thank you for being honest with me. I love that. Now, earlier on in the call, you mentioned to me that you're spending about, you know, even $100 a week on Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes and all that kind of stuff. You're basically investing in yourself being overweight. Because all that food that you're buying from Uber Eats is just adding to the problem that you have right now of losing 20 pounds. So let's say we cut out all that fast food spending on Uber Eats, DoorDash, Skip the Dishes, and we took that money and we invested in you losing that 20 pounds that you want to lose instead of gaining more weight? Do you think that would be an effective strategy? Okay, perfect. So let's talk a little bit numbers, because I obviously want to help you out. Now, in regards to investment, like, dude, I'm super confident we can get you 20 pounds down in the next 16 weeks. So if we were to do some sort of like payment option, so let's say instead of doing, you know, the $1,200 for 16 weeks up front, what if we were to do $400 per month? Would that make it easier for you to get started today? Bam. I already have the ammo. They gave me the ammo when they told me how much money they're spending on shit. They gave me the ammo. So one of the things I really think is fucking important is that you guys need to do your homework before we get to that objection. Now, here's another thing. And this is fucking important, because I think that when it comes to objections, I think that a big thing you guys struggle with, who here like is guilty of getting one objection and being like, well, they're fucking out. Who here is guilty of that? They said no. I guess I'm just going to fucking run away and hide. And I'm just going to be like, okay, well, if you ever get interested, you can feel free to contact me and I'm going to send you some free stuff. Who here has done that? Okay. You're fucking up. You're losing all this cash. That's literally you. If that's fucking you, you're like, you're losing money. Okay. So stop doing that shit. Write this down. Push 5% further. My rule is on every call, I push 5% further. That's the fucking rule. Because obviously it's uncomfortable to have these money conversations. Okay. So like, you want to push a little bit further on every call. It's like, be willing to have that fucking hard conversation. So in regards to money objections, one of the things I think is a really effective strategy to reduce the amount of money objections that you get and get people to commit on the call is make sure that you price anchor. It's fucking important. Okay. Make sure that you price anchor. So if I just say to you, right, I'm just going to give you an example. If I just say to you, you know, to work with me for a year, if you wanted to join my fat loss, we're just going to use a fat loss program. To work with me for 16 weeks, it's going to cost you $1,200. Okay. So I'm just going to say it's going to cost $1,200 for 16 weeks. I'm just going to tell you the price. Okay. Now that price tag might seem expensive. If I say to you, hey, Nick, so if you were to hire an in-person coach for 16 weeks, it would cost you about $7,000 to $8,000, and it wouldn't come with a nutrition plan. And they'd just be counting your reps. And at the end of it, you would literally be kind of like off to the wind. Now, I obviously don't want to charge you $7,000. And that's actually why I became an online coach, because I wanted to be able to do something affordable for people that actually guaranteed results. So to work with me for 16 weeks, training, nutrition, accountability, and to develop the lifestyle habits last a lifetime instead of just the 16 weeks, it's going to be $1,200. How does that sound? And then shut the fuck up. Don't say anything. And they're going to say, okay, so $1,200, is that a one-time installment? And you're like, yep. And you just shut the fuck up. And they're going to be like, well, you know, I really want to do this, Brian, but like, I was thinking it was going to be a little bit cheaper. Okay. I totally respect that. Now, Nick, just to be super clear, the finances aside, does the program sound like everything that you need to like lose weight, get in shape, feel your very best? Like, does it sound fucking awesome? You know, yeah, B, it sounds great. It's just like, you know, that $1,200 is like, that's a lot for me, bro. That's like a lot for me. Okay. So like, if the money wasn't an issue for you, you would be 100% on board. Is that correct? Yeah. That's the only thing holding me back. Okay. Now, typically speaking, you know, I try not to do this because again, like I find that the people that pay in full are more committed, but let's just say that I was able to, you know, work out some sort of split payment with you. Let's say we did 600 now and 600 in like 45 days. That way we can get you started, help you lose weight, you know, help you start like seeing those abs in time for summer and start getting you in the best shape ever. And that way we can get you started today and we don't have to wait. Is that fair? And then shut the fuck up. Let them think. Well, man, this is, I really want to do this, but yeah, even the 600 is a lot. Okay. Yeah. I don't know, man. If it's 600, I think I'm going to have to run by my wife. Okay. Yeah. I totally get it. Does she know we're speaking today? Yeah, she does know we're speaking today. Okay. And like typically speaking, is she on board with like you like losing weight, feeling great, getting the best shape ever? Yep. Yeah. She definitely supports me. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Nick, I would love to help you out. And again, like one of the things I really believe is that when clients pay in full, they're serious. However, I think in your specific situation, I can tell that you're committed. You want to fucking do this. I can tell you're serious. You want to get results. So here's what I can do for you, but I need something from you. I need you to be fully committed, need to be fully present. I need to make sure that you're all in. So if you can give me your best effort, what I'll do for you is I'm going to give it to you monthly. So it'll be $400 a month for the next 16 weeks. And we're going to focus on like burning body fat, getting in the best shape ever, cutting out fast food, cutting out Skip the Dishes, cutting out Uber Eats. And I guarantee you, bro, that when you're down 20 pounds in the next 16 weeks, you're going to fucking love me. You're going to send me the best testimonial video ever. And we're going to celebrate because you'll be in the best shape of your life. You know, if I was able to do that, if I was able to help you lose that 20 pounds in the next 16 weeks and get you on that $400 a month option, do you think that would make it possible for you to get started today? Okay, let's do it. My man, I love it. Is that a yes or a fuck yes? My wife might kill me, but that's a fuck yes. Bam! And that's a close. So that's the money objection, okay? You need a price anchor. You talk about something super expensive first, and then we introduce our option, which is now in comparison, super cheap, right? And then once they mull that option over, then we potentially negotiate. They might just fucking go for it though. They might just go for the fucking paid in full. So if they go for the paid in full, great. They don't go for the paid in full, that's where we work with their objection. Now, something I think is really important with you guys is don't rush to give them better options. Write that in the chat. Don't rush to give them better options, okay? You need to almost preserve it like you're doing them a fucking deal, okay? So I'm like, okay, well, you want to fucking just like pull back the tone. Because if they're like, $1,200 is too expensive, you're like, okay, let's do monthly. You fucking sound like a dork. They're not going to buy from you, okay? So you need to like, don't rush to give them better options. This is the hard part about sales. You literally need to shut the hell up, all right? You just need to shut up, let them process. Don't rush. Cool. All right, so this is fantastic. This is money objection. Has this been helpful so far? Is this good? Are you guys getting value? Let me fucking know, all right? By the way, if you are getting value and you're like, this dude is a fucking G and I want to learn from him, DM me 10K on Instagram. Let's have a conversation about your business, okay? So I'm just going to fucking throw that out there. You DM me 10K on Instagram, I'll blow your fucking mind, okay? This is literally me on a live stream and a fucking recording for like 30 minutes. So imagine what the coaching program's like. It's fucking gangster, all right? That aside, let's talk about the spell subjection. Now, in regards to the spell subjection, this is probably the most common one. The spell subjection is probably the most common one. Now, here's what you need to do, okay? So as soon as somebody fucking mentions that they've got a wife, significant other, girlfriend, you need to do this. Otherwise, you're shooting yourself in the foot and you'll never close anybody, anything at any time. So as soon as somebody mentions that they have a spouse, you need to do this, all right? So Nick, I'm on the phone with Nick the vegan, and he's like, I need to lose weight because I'm vegan. And I'm like, okay, great. He's like, my wife's also vegan. And I'm like, okay, cool. So Nick, you mentioned your wife's vegan as well. Does your wife know that we're speaking today? She does? Okay, that's great. And is she on board with, you know, you losing weight, getting in shape and feeling your very best? Like, does she support your goals? She does? Okay, that's great. And then I'm back to the fucking call. Bam, back to the call. That's it. It's like, you literally just ask, does your spouse know we're speaking today? If they say no, right, that could be an issue. If they say no, you can still ask the question, okay, well, typically speaking, like, does she support your health and fitness goals? Like, she wants you to like, feel great, look your best, be in the best shape of your fucking life. She does? Okay, great. Back to the fucking call. Does that make sense? That's the best fucking way to overcome the spouse objection is before it comes up. You literally tie them into the fact that she supports their goals. So that later on in the call, or they're like, it sounds great, Brian. I need to talk to my wife. Totally respect that. And I know that you mentioned earlier on the call that you said your wife was super down, supports all your goals and wants to see you win. So is there any other thing that you're like struggling with in regards to like moving forward? Like, is there anything about the program that you're hesitant on? Well, I'm just like, I've hired a personal trainer before and it didn't work out for me. So what makes this different? Bam, that's the actual objection. Sometimes I'll say I need to talk to my wife when I just don't want to fucking tell them the truth, okay? And sometimes other people do that too. So if you can tie them in to like, my wife supports my goals and she wants to see me win. Like, does your wife know we're speaking today? She does? Okay, great. And is she on board typically for you losing weight, feeling great, getting your best shape ever? She is? Okay, fantastic. Now you've tied them in. So if they do give you that objection later on in the call, you can refer back to the fact that they said, I know that you mentioned your wife was on board with like you getting in shape. So I just want to be clear. Is there anything about the program that you really like are a little bit hesitant on? Because I'd love to, you know, clarify anything for you so that I can help you make the best decision. Then if they have another objection, they're going to fucking tell you, right? Now, sometimes they're like, you know, me and my wife go over like all of our finances together. Like, that's just something that we do. I'm like, okay, makes sense. I respect that. So I'll tell you what, I'll give you the night to think about it. And Joe, typically speaking, bro, like I've been on thousands of these calls and I know for a fact that, you know, 99% of the time when people leave the call and they don't take any action, they end up in the same place. They don't lose the weight. They don't get in shape. They don't feel their very best. And as a result, they wake up a year later and they're like, why the fuck did I not move forward? So here's what I'll do for you, Joe, is let's put down $500 right now. And this is just a representation of your commitment to your own goals. Then you can go talk to your wife, run it by her, make sure it's all good. And if she's on board, hell yes, we'll move forward and I'll change your life. If she's not on board for whatever reason, I'll just refund you all your money in full. I just want to see that you're actually committed to your own goals and that you want to win. Is that fair? Kaboom. Because you're not going to close them. Like if they need to talk to their wife about their finances legit, you're not going to close them. And if you do close them, it's going to be like, you're going to get like fucking refund like 24 hours later. So what I will do is I will collect the cash and I'll let them know, like, if your wife fucking hates me, she doesn't even like the way my face looks for whatever reason, I'll just send you your money back in full, right? So I just want to make it super clear to them. Like, number one, guys, this is the fucking thing. If you let people off the call without collecting any cash, you fucked. You fucked up, okay? They ain't coming back. No matter how many times they say they're going to come back, they ain't coming back. And I know that because you know that. How many times have you ever gotten out of call and you're like, yo, look, I'll get back to you when I fucking know more information. Then you never fucking come back. Okay. Don't fucking lie to me. You know, you do it. Everybody does it. It's the fucking truth. So if somebody doesn't take action on the fucking call, they ain't coming back. So all of you that are like, I let them off the call because they need to go talk to your wife. You fucked up. You did. Okay. You can't let them off the call without collecting some sort of like, whether that be like, you need to either book the next appointment. Okay, great. So typically speaking, there are unique scenarios. Like as an example, like I've talked to some clients on the phone where they've literally been burned by other fucking mentors and shit. So if like they've been burned by another personal trainer that took all their cash, I'll give them lots of info and I won't hard sell them. So obviously there's scenarios, but 95% of the time, if you let them off the call without collecting either cash or booking the next appointment, they ain't coming back. 95% of the time, they ain't coming back. So I want to get some sort of investment from them. I want to get some sort of commitment from them. And so getting a refundable deposit is a really great way for you to secure some cash on the phone and actually like make some money and get some people actually invested in the program. Okay. Perfect. Has this been valuable so far? We still have one more thing we need to fucking talk about. We're going on. All right. I also wanted to mention one thing really quick. So if you've gotten this far and you're getting value, please drop a fuck yes in the chat and let me know. I also wanted to mention something really quick because in Kelowna, in literally less than 30 days from now, I'm going to be hosting the biggest business conference for fitness personal trainers ever on the fucking planet. Okay. It's going to be in Canada. It's going to be in Kelowna, BC. All right. Now, if you are currently in this 4-day challenge, I want to give you an opportunity to come to the All Access event. So if you're listening to this right now and you want to learn from me directly in person, listen the fuck up, because this training is literally 30 minutes, 45 minutes of straight value. Imagine what me and my team could do with you in person. It's going to be fucking mind blowing. So the next 24 hours, if you're listening to this right now, you can purchase a ticket for the All Access event. We're going to give you a little bit of a discount. You're also going to get access to our 14-day challenge blueprint that we teach our clients that help them make money. Now, Cole, like what we want to do is like, we want to let you know that like this is only valid for the next 24 hours if you want the discount and you want access to the 14-day challenge accelerator. All right. So if you want to learn how to make money with the 14-day challenge and you want a discount to the All Access event, fucking comment below and say, I want info. Say, I want info. Let me fucking know. All right. I would love to have you guys there. It's going to be absolutely mind blowing. And if you're listening to this, maybe on the replay, DM me All Access event on Instagram or Facebook and let me know that you want to come. Okay. Again, this is only going to be for the next 24 hours for the discount on the accelerator. So that's that. If you want to fucking come, I would highly recommend sending me a DM and not sleeping on it. Because if you sleep on it, we already fucking talked about it. 95% of people that don't fucking take action don't do anything. So if you're like, I want info, like fucking 48 hours later, you ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to sign clients because you're one of those clients that doesn't do shit. So if you're interested in learning more from me and my team on how we can help you make more money, make more sales, sign more clients, grow a business, all of it, comment, I want info on this fucking live right now and let me know and I will fucking reach out to you and let's have a conversation. Okay. Or send me a DM that says All Access event on Instagram. Let's have a fucking conversation. Last objection that we need to talk about overcoming. The last objection. I need to think about it. You know, Brian, this all sounds great, but I'd love to come to the event, Brian, but I need to think about it. This comes up frequently when you over-explain your offer and you over-explain your service. So if you're getting the I need to think about it objection, that's a good indicator for you to realize that you're probably over-explaining your pitch. Does that make sense? So if you're getting that, what should you do? What do you guys usually do when you get the I need to think about it objection? What do you usually do when you get the I need to think about it objection? most people are like, okay, cool. Like, how long do you need to think about it for? And then they give you a bullshit answer. And then you're like off to the races. Here's what you should do when you're getting the I need to think about it objection. Nick, I totally respect that, brother. So watch my tonality, you guys. Nick, I completely respect that. You know, thanks for being honest. What exactly is it that you need to think about? Now, sometimes they're going to say, well, I just need to think it over. Then we need to go a layer deeper and we need to say, I totally respect that. Is it time? Is it money? Or is it something else? Now they'll give you their actual objection, which you can overcome and go for the close. So again, Nick, I totally respect that you need to think about it. I totally get it. Like, what exactly is it that you need to think about? Now, sometimes you're going to say, I just need some time to think it over. And you're like, okay, great. I respect that. And is it like, is it timing? Is it like the money or is it something else? Well, you know, it's just a big upfront investment for something I'm not really sure is like even like valuable. I've never had an online trainer before. And, you know, I'm just like not really sure. So totally hear you. And, you know, a lot of my best clients felt the exact same way. They've also never had an online trainer before. Let me ask you, Nick, how long have you been trying to figure this out on your own? Now we can go into like, okay, well, it's been like the last 3 years. Okay. And so you spent the last 3 years trying to figure it out on your own and you're still stuck with losing that 20 pounds. Is that correct? Yeah. Now, Nick, to be honest with you, like there's only two ways that you can get a result ever. You either pay with time or you pay with money. Now for you, you've been paying with time for the last 3 years. You're still in the exact same place and we haven't made any progress. Now, I understand that you're a little bit hesitant about like whether or not it's going to work because I don't want you to waste your money. I want to change your life. So I'll tell you what, if you make the decision to invest in me today, what I'll offer you is a results-based guarantee, which basically means if you show up, you do the work, you check in, you follow the plan, you follow the blueprint, and you're not down 20 pounds in the next 16 weeks, I'll send you all of your money back in full because frankly, if I can't get you the result that I promised, I don't deserve your money. If we were able to do that for you, would that make it possible for you to get started today? Well, again, you know, like I said, it's a big upfront investment. I don't know if I could do that. That's a lot of money to put down at once. Okay, I respect that. I totally get it. Why don't we do this? Why don't we get started with the monthly option? You know, instead of $1,600, it's $400 a month. It's a lot more feasible on the budget. We can get you started right now. And then you don't have to waste any more time trying to figure this out on your own. I'll just give you the fucking blueprint that you can just follow and start losing weight this week. Is that fair? Let's fucking do it. Boom. Is this helpful? Has this been valuable? If this has been valuable, please let me fucking know. All right. I would absolutely love to hear how this has been helpful for you. So please let me fucking know. We literally went off. All right. Today was a good day. We went off for you guys. So this has been like a super, super, super good opportunity for us to work together for the last 4 days. Obviously, if you're listening to this right now, you're in the 4-day challenge. I am going to give you an opportunity to come to the All Access event at a discounted rate. And also you get access to our 14-day challenge blueprint. So there's a bunch of y'all that are commenting info. See a bunch of my clients here, which is fucking awesome. Those of you guys that have listened to this and you've gotten value, thank you. I know that there's some of you guys that have commented, I want info. Michael Bryan, I want you to check the comments. I'm posting the link to the all access tickets. Again, these are only going to be live for the next 24 hours. So I would love to see you guys there for this discount and access to the 40-day challenge accelerator. This is going to be a once in a lifetime opportunity. So the event details, it actually is going to be in Kelowna, BC. It's going to be on May 3rd and May 4th, that weekend right there. It's going to include 2 days of business coaching with me directly and my team, as well as networking with 300 plus online fitness coaches that are all going to be there growing a successful online coaching business. This is our sixth event, so we are definitely not beginners. Yeah, so when it comes to these business conferences, this will be the sixth one that we're hosting. So we're definitely not beginners. So I just want you guys to know that. Trey says, this guy drops more sauce than anyone else for online coaches would buy his thing. Bet you can't sell me, B-Mark. That's hilarious. I drop more sauce and I can't sell you. That's not a me problem. That's a you problem. Go use my sauce to make money, dog. If I drop more sauce, go use my sauce to make money. I'm like, this is the thing. I got a message from somebody today that was like, yo, B, I haven't even hired you as my business coach and made $6,000 in the last 6 months because of all the shit you put out. All the sauce is there, motherfuckers. All right. This is not a me thing. If you're not taking action on my program after all the sauce that I'm giving you, this is not a me thing. This is a you thing. All right. Let me fucking help you out. If you're listening to this right now and you're like, Brian's fucking G, this 45 minutes was actually valuable. It wasn't one of those 4-day challenges where I get dog shit. I don't get any results. Then fucking come to the event. If you think the free shit is good, wait till the event. All right. The event is going to be fucking mind blowing. So yeah, I'm going to stick on for 2 minutes and I'm going to answer the next 3 questions that come in. If this was helpful and you got value, please let me fucking know. If you're interested in coming to the event, the tickets are in the free group. That's it. It's only for the free group. So you got to come to the free group to get access to the tickets. And then DM me 10K on Instagram if you want to work with me. Okay. David, do you use Stripe for credit card payments? Yes. Stripe is like my number one processor. I would say Stripe and PayPal is a close second. I only use PayPal if I can't collect payments from my Stripe, which some people don't have PayPal, or some people don't have a card, so they want to send it over PayPal. I know that if you're an American, you might be tempted to use Zelle or Venmo. Don't do that, because if you're in Canada, kiboshing half the world and you're keeping yourself local. So I would not do that. Does audience size matter? Okay, so size does matter in some regard. Like, I have clients that have 1,000 Instagram followers and are making 5 to 10K a month because they have a depth of the relationship with their followers. Like, this is the thing. Everybody write this down, okay? You only need 20 clients to make 5K a month. Listen, fucking listen to that twice. You only need 20 clients to make 5K a month, period, okay? So if you only need 20 clients to make 5K a month, then why the fuck are we like so focused on growing our Instagram followers belonging to 100,000 people? Doesn't make any fucking sense. Because if we only get 20 clients, we make 5K a month. If you have an Instagram following of 1,000 people, if you develop a really good relationship with those 1,000 people and they like follow you, 100 people watch your stories, they like everything that you're posting, dude, you can build a business off that. But does size matter? Like, it depends. Like, if you have a bigger audience size, is it easier? Yes. But if you have a smaller audience size and you develop a good relationship with them, it does not matter. All right, I'm going to rapid fire these questions because I got a dip. What if a client makes an objection with the kids or a single mother? It's going to happen a lot. My thing is that you can't pull water from a rock. So these, what I just talked about on today's trainings will help you sign clients that actually have money. They literally have $0 in the bank. That's not like I can't make money appear in people's banks. So I would say maybe qualifying them before they get to the call. What do they do for work and how active are they is a question you can ask in the DM. If you had to pick between the live event and your 10K mastermind, what would you pick? That's a fucking great question. The live event is what you need. I'm going to your fucking page right now, Mike. You should come to the live event. I just went to your page. If I was fucking Mike O'Brien, I'd be coming to the live event. Because the 10K mastermind is G, like it's great. I love it. But if you're with where you're at, Michael Bryan, I just clicked on your page. You need the breakthrough of like the fucking basics, the fundamentals. So if I was in your position, Michael Bryan, I'd come to the live event. The 10K mastermind is great if you have like the foundations in place and you want to scale, you want to learn how to master your content, you want to learn lead generation systems like 4-day challenges, magnetic giveaways, flash sales, etc. But for you, bro, you need the live event. Cool. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you took some inspiration from today and you're ready to absolutely fucking slay your day. I hope everyone has the best day of their entire life, and I'll talk to you guys soon. See you at the fucking event, yo. You guys better get a ticket. Let's go. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.